have like 6 minutes left. Let's read a drop weiter. I'm not sure if I should do that or if I should make Yochanan's day and talk about concerts for the next 5 minutes. Maybe I'll talk about concerts for the next 5 minutes. It's okay. I understand what's troubling Yochanan. He doesn't think I understand, but I understand what's troubling Yochanan. What's troubling him is that you have good people with good voices that are emotional about their Avodas Hashem, and the songs that they sing are Ma'ariv people, bring people closer to Hashem, and it's all in all seems to be such a, it's like a kumzitz, when you go to a kumzitz, like what could be wrong? What could be wrong with such a thing? It brings a person close to Hashem. The people are good people. Anybody who knows this one knows how much tzedakah he gives or how much he learns or how, you know, so on and so forth. And how could someone get up? And he was here right to be upset. And when he sat down, I told him, Mias. So I just want to explain why I said Mias. I'm not a person that could possibly judge specific people, specific singers. Especially not to be misguided to judge someone who I don't know. That's for sure not. For sure not. I would never do such a thing. For sure not. And if I ever met a singer, I would be thrilled to schmooze with them and to spend time with them and to, you know. But how could we not notice a certain fact? How could we not notice trends in Yiddishkeit? A certain trends in Yiddishkeit that we have to sometimes tear away from the emotional massage, tear away from the beauty of something. And I'll give you an example. I don't mean that it's anything to do with this, but let's say a bunch of Yidden would go and have a beautiful, 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 heart-wrenching, tear, you know, jerking experience of singing together on the Harabais. It was mamish emotional. You would say, but you're not allowed to go onto the Harabais. So you would say, I'm allowed to go on the Harabais. I'm not allowed to go on the Harabais. It was so beautiful. I was on the Makam HaMikdash, and tears were rolling down my cheeks, and my hands were stretched up to Shemayim, and I was singing Shema Yisrael, and I was mamish gevaldik, and I felt so close to Hashem, and I felt like I was mamish touching Mashiach, and it was mamish beautiful. It was mamish gevaldik, and I was on the Harabais, and yeah, but you're not allowed to be on the Harabais. Can you stop? You're some kind of litvak or something? Stop with the technicalities, the beauty of it. Of course, everyone would say about it, silly. It's almost it's comical. Of course, everyone would understand that that's it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Lemaisa, the fact is that this type of situation of this, it's a complete, absolute replica of Goyish concerts. It is. That's the fact. Yes, family seating. No family seating. That's not the point. It's a replica of Goyish concerts. The moves are, even if there's shuckling also, but the moves are Gaisha moves. The concept, just the concept of it, you have to realize, when you learn a whole concept from Goyim, it's suspicious. It's actually something to be suspicious of. You learn a whole concept from Goyim. Do you think ever in history of Yiddishkeit, there was such a thing as a person standing on the stage and everyone's screaming and yelling like animals and the person stands on the stage? It's straight out of Yavan. We're about to stand with the Hanukkah. It's straight out of Yavan. It's straight out of Roimi. It's a Greek thing. It drips with Goyishkeit, the concept. So so they're singing Jewish songs and it's bringing people closer to Hashem and so on. I don't know how to be miyashiv that stira, but I do know that when I saw. I never was at my concerts. I hold this halacha problem to be at my concerts because in Golis, you know, I listen to live music. But I know there are heteros. But I saw a video of a concert about 10 years ago, maybe more, maybe 15 years ago. And I saw a certain famous singer, not this one, a certain famous singer, I saw him on video. A famous singer, also known as a nice guy, an Yirei Shemayim, and so on. And he was talking, he was Ma'ur the crowd, it was very, very nice, he was Ma'ur the crowd. It's Goyish. Saif kol Saif is Goyish. The fact is it's good. The setup is Goyish. The tzura is Goyish. The screaming and yelling at what? This It's pure Avodah Zarah. At what? At the Yerushalayim of the person? That's why people are whistling, shrieking, like a bunch of Looney Tunes because of the Yerushalayim of the person? It's not. It's hype. It's so goyish. It's so empty. It's nothing. If a Rebbe would sit with his Hasidim and sing a beautiful song, they would suddenly lose themselves and start hollering like Mishagayim. It's just pure, brought out from all the Gaiya Shekhanas that have existed, thousands and thousands of them in this country and in other countries, for years. It's a complete replica of a Gaiya Shekhan. Mitchila v'ad sof, come out. So sometimes they'll say a little Dvar Torah in the thing. Those are all, you know, it's like serving tray for the Hechsher. Yeah, the Shechita on the pig was a good Shechita. But the thing, sof kol sof, is a Gaiya thing. It's a Gaiya thing. Does it bring people closer to Hashem? It doesn't bring people closer to Hashem. It makes people feel closer to Hashem, which maybe is a good thing. Maybe it's not a Musar Seder, let me tell you that much. It's not a Musar. The bad feelings that it arouses, when people are moving like this from a beat, that's not a good feeling. That's Goyish. That movement is Goyish. I'm not saying on an individual basis that it's bad, but to feel like Tzbamish was like a Yiddish experience. Like, I missed Night Seder, but at least I heard Shema Yisrael. I was Nisar, the Chavivas of Yidden, and so on. That's baloney. You know, call a spade a spade. It's a concert. Baruch Hashem, it's not love songs, which is very good. And it's not Goyish songs, which is, I guess it's an improvement. But I don't know if it's so wrong to be Nim'as, to have a certain disgust. It's almost, not even disgust, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that we fell hook, line, and sinker for a Goyish thing. Aren't we better than that? Aren't we more fine than that? Aren't we more sensitive than that? Hook, line, is it down to the 16-year-old girl screaming in the back? You know, like, come on, what's happened to us? Aren't we better than that? We sit there and we just get so used to it. And the guy has a beard in the front and it's Jewish songs and it just sounds so... We just like put a heksher on the whole thing. It's horrible. To have a bunch of women screaming when a man is singing is preetzus. It's preetzus. That's the bottom line. And anybody who doesn't think it's preetzus has no idea what's really going on there. It's preetzus. It's not... The girls are screaming because they're in this order to be close to Hashem, or the boys. I feel so much close to Hashem now. What? People are jumping on the stage to dance because they're just so nisar from the kedusha of the maimed. I think it's worthy of the word mias. It's just, we fell for a goyish thing. It's just, it's an embarrassment. We fell for something goyish. Now what happened and how could I judge all those people? I don't know, let them all explain it. I'm just saying, a taifa over here, could you imagine what the Chavetz Chaim would have said if you would be there? Do you think the Chavetz Chaim would have sat there and said, this mamish, I don't know why we didn't think of this in Radin. You know, do you think the Chavetz Chaim would say that? You know? You think the Baal Shem Tov would have been like, I can't believe I invented the Tish, but I should have invented the concert. You know, it's a... Come on. We borrowed a Goyish concept. We don't have to do this. You know, we have our own Zach. We have our own ways of being drawn closer to Yiddishkeit. Okay.